Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to talk about fatigue. I've had a lot of different kinds of tiredness and fatigue recently, and recently, I have been dealing with a different kind of fatigue I've never felt before. And it's very interesting to me because I feel perfectly fine. I have a lot of energy. My mind is just fine. And I wanted to share what I learned about it and what I'm doing about it. And maybe you are experiencing some kind of weird fatigue as well. The kind that I talk about today is when I will actually start running. And for about 30 seconds, I'll feel completely normal. And then all of a sudden, it feels like I start pulling a wagon of bricks behind me. And I just can't get my legs to keep going. And I may stop running and wait a little bit and then try again. And the same thing happens. I run perfectly fine for about 30 seconds. And then all of a sudden, bang, it's like somebody lassos me with a rope and starts pulling the opposite direction. It's very weird. So I just wanted to share what some of the guys were telling me I should do. And it's very interesting relating it to scripture too, because a lot of times we can feel perfectly fine and then like bang, it's like, what is that thought doing in my mind? What am I supposed to do with it? And then it can make you tired, or it can take your peace or your joy away. So I wanted to just talk about that a little bit today, and hopefully you'll find something helpful if you've been dealing with some strange fatigue feelings. And this is mainly on rest and on how we should be taking care of ourselves during these periods, but then also during other times as well. So I talk a lot about rest and how we need to be pouring into ourselves, kind of like Jesus did when he would go off into a mountain and pray by himself. That was what fueled him. So hopefully you guys will find something encouraging in today's episode. And I will stop blabbering now and let's get right into the episode. So what do we do when we get tired? When our muscles and our brain and our motivation is just slow, we have no energy, what are we supposed to do during those times? As as I move further into my training, I have about 2.5 months of training left before I need to taper for my trail half marathon. I've noticed that my increase in miles and the difficulties of the workouts, they are a little bit stretching to me. And just this week, I've noticed I can do my strength training workouts just fine. I can walk just fine. But there's just something about me running, my body just doesn't want to do it. It doesn't want anything to do with pushing me up any hill, down any road. It's like 30 seconds into my running, I start carrying this wagon of bricks behind me. And it's just kind of had me wondering, like, what in the world is wrong with me? Because I have plenty of energy, and my mental stability is just fine, and I am not tired at all. I've actually been kind of motivated the last few days to get my workouts in, but it's just like once that warm-up is through, my body's just like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it right now. And I have been researching about fast twitch and slow twitch muscles in the past, and I thought it was quite interesting how some of us can have more, of one or the other and how you can actually train some of the muscles to be used as both. But just yesterday I was asking people in my running group, I was like, what is wrong with me? What is causing this? And one of the guys commented that it could be that my slow twitch muscles are fatigued. So I had just done 12 miles of mini hills about 5 days ago, and I didn't really realize any fatigue. I mean, I felt a little tired afterwards, but my mind was fine. My body felt fine. The next day I was able to do lots of stairs and some trail walking with my family. And I didn't feel like I was tired. And then Monday morning, going up and down the hills was just like, I had no energy at all. Like, I could sprint and I was just fine. But if I tried to run slow, because it was an easy run, there was nothing there. I had no energy. So when this guy told me that my slow twitch muscles may be fatigued, it kind of had me wondering, like, why is this? And all through probably the last 5 years of my running career, all of my easy workouts really weren't that easy. I would run faster than I should have. In my mind, I'm thinking that I was using my fast twitch muscles, and so they have been trained fairly well. I can sprint just fine, and I've never had a problem with holding a hard pace for a long time. Well, a long time to me. And I just recently started really focusing on making my easy runs easy. And at first it was great. I was like, wow, I think I got 30 or 35 miles the first week. And then I ended up getting sick during one of the weeks and was not able to get anything in. And then the next week, I think I got 34 miles in. And this week it's already Thursday and I've only gotten 7, almost 8 miles in. And I'm like, okay, this is very odd. I did almost 40 minutes of strength training. I have deadmill workouts that I do. I put my treadmill at 25% incline and really lubed up the belt. And since it's broken, I'll just run on that. And I was able to do 6 minutes of that and felt just fine. Like, everything was firing. My legs weren't tired. My mind didn't go. I was able to walk. I did a full 5K. I tried running for, I think it was like 0.3 miles. And it was just really weird how I had plenty of energy to walk, to do my strength training workout, and to do the deadmill workout, which is very hard and my legs have to move very fast. But just the slow jogging, my body just, it won't go. It's like I'm literally trying to pull a car behind me or something. And it kind of made me start thinking, like, this could be a really good time to learn how to push through fatigue in a mental space, because I can't push my body to do something. It literally is like telling me I'm not doing this. And so it was like a jog for 0.3 miles, but I was creative and I did the other stuff that my body very well could do. The strength training workout went very well. I had plenty of energy. My form felt like it was perfect. I was able to do more reps than I normally could. And So I was just trying to be really creative, and then the walking got some time on my feet, helped me be able to try and learn to walk faster in case I need to walk some on the trail during the race. And so I was trying to think of what we can do when we are fatigued and how we can really get creative in continuing our life instead of just sitting around moping about, oh, I can't do my run today. It's just, I'm so tired. Our bodies tell us if we're tired or if we need rest. And obviously, if the guy is correct, my slow twitch muscles have been really working these past few weeks that haven't really been used. And so maybe those muscles just kind of need a rest for a little while. And since it's not like I can just go out and do a bunch of sprints every day, I just kind of have to learn to be creative and still train for the race, but in a different area, in a different way. And it's just kind of been making me think of what about in our spiritual life when we're just spiritually fatigued, we're just tired and we just don't want to do anymore. Recently, I just feel like Satan is attacking my mind with a whole bunch of lies and fears and anything just to cause me to trip up. And these are all like things that I have taken care of in the past. And a friend and I were talking yesterday, and she's like, yeah, I've been dealing with the same thing. Like, I feel like Satan is really attacking my mind. And so being able to relate with her and realize that maybe that's what it is, and just realizing that I'm just getting spiritually challenged. Like, so my mind and my body are two separate things. My mind is feeling fatigued from having to constantly battle these thoughts coming in of, like, for example, some of the thoughts are, you're not good enough to be telling anybody anything, to encourage anybody, to pray for anybody. And you're in the way of people. You're a burden to people. Just certain things that I have dealt with in the past that I've been free from for a few years now, and they're starting to come back up. And I'm like, where are these coming from? Because I don't believe that anymore. Why are they coming back up? So to me, that it has to be a spiritual battle because those thoughts are not mine anymore. And it kind of made me think my mind is fatigued. I am able to go about my day just fine, but as soon as that thought hits, it's like my mind is like, nope, I'm not doing this. I can't handle this. So it kind of reminded me of I'll be just fine for about 30 seconds of my running, and then I'll just start pulling that wagon load of bricks behind me. And when that thought first comes to my mind, I'm like, that's not mine, whatever. But then it's like I just start pulling a load of bricks behind me, and it's like I this isn't mine. I'd not It's like a very weird battle because I'm not fatigued, and after talking to my friend yesterday, I actually feel very encouraged. We might have to be moving sometime soon, and it could cause me to possibly lose my job because, or I'd have to transition jobs and not lose it. And then I might have to get rid of my horse depending on where we move because I definitely cannot afford board. And then depending on the location of we move, I may not be able to run alone very much. And so it just kind of gives me a bunch of different things that kind of causes me to be anxious. But after talking to my friend yesterday, I really felt encouraged. And it doesn't feel as much of a burden. And I don't even know where I was going with that thought. But so being spiritually attacked, you may feel perfectly fine. And you can leave that thought there in your mind. But if you don't get rid of that thought, if you don't bring it to the light and tell yourself, this is not my thought. This is a thought from the enemy. This is what scripture says about it. And then also going and just telling somebody how you're feeling about the different thoughts that are going through your mind, or how you're just, don't lie and cover it up and say, oh, I'm doing just fine. Because actually when I first went and started talking to my friend, she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. And I started telling her some of the things that was going good in my life. And then her daughter came up and she's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I can't lie again and just say I'm good. So I'm like, oh, I'm doing okay, I guess. And she's like, oh, what's going on? And so I kind of told her. And then I ended up talking a little bit more with my friend later. And it was just very, very relieving to be able to get that out and to not be having it in my mind. So it was a very strange twist, because it's been about, I don't know, a week or so that it started bothering me, this having to move and everything. Before that, I was like, oh, it's just fine. And then it just all caught up, I think. And I started getting anxious about it and started worrying about different things. So I guess if you're feeling fatigued, I would really encourage you to find someone you can talk to. And also, don't let the thoughts or the discouragement just sit in your head. Make sure you take care of it. Make sure you take it to God. Make sure you put it in the light. Put it next to scripture and say, this is not my thought. This is a thought from the enemy. Now, of course, you may have some beliefs in your heart that need to be taken care of, that it really may be a thought from you and not necessarily from the enemy if you are believing it. So that you would do the same thing with that. You would take it to God, and you can also talk to someone you trust about it, and just take a verse, and just every time that thought comes to your mind, or what I did, which was very helpful, is I wrote out, when I felt like I was a burden to people, I wrote down something on an index card about how God loves me and I'm not a burden to him. And it was all backed up by scripture. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I wrote out truth based on scriptures, and just repeated that to myself multiple times a day as I saw it. I made sure I did it in the morning and in the evening, and then whatever else I thought of it. And it eventually became truth in my heart and overtook that lie, to where now when it comes up, I know it's not my thought. I know it's from the enemy. So that you may need to do that too. It just might take a little bit longer for the thought to go away. But if you are feeling fatigued, just remember that you can rest. You can take the time and rest. Let your body rest. Let your heart, your mind, let everything rest. And just, I don't know, spend some time in scripture. Spend some time taking a walk in nature. Something that can just let you rest. Rest is something that people, especially in America, we're just go, go, go. And it's like we never actually sit and take time for ourselves. I've actually recently realized that if we don't take care of ourselves, it's actually selfish, because I know some people in my life to where I have to help take care of them because they are not, they're not very unhealthy, but they're unhealthy to where I have to help them and I have to take care of them. And I realized by doing that, yeah, it teaches me how to help serve people, but it's also selfish to the person that is not taking care of themselves, because I'm having to take time out of my day to take care of them because they didn't want to take care of themselves because they thought it was selfish to take care of themselves. So I just started realizing that. I'm like, okay, if I don't take time to take care of myself, to rest and really spend time with God and let my heart and my spirit be renewed, that, and also take care of my body, because he gave us this temple to live in so that we can actually do things for him, allow him to work through us. But if we're tied down to a bed because we haven't physically taken care of ourselves, we can't serve people. We're being selfish for not taking care of ourselves. Now, I'm not saying like take hours a day to spend time on yourself. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own schedules. Everybody can do different things. I personally love my morning time. I like to keep that to myself. I like to do my workouts. I like to spend time in the Bible and just kind of sit around and just really, I don't know what I would call that. Just start the day out refreshed. And then if possible, or if people need me, I like to be available for them the rest of the day. But sometimes it feels selfish if I take the whole morning to myself. But I feel like I'm more able to pour into other people in the afternoon and the evening if I do that. Now, I don't do that perfectly every day, so don't think that I do. I'm still working on that and struggling with being able to give my time to other people. So I would just really encourage you, if you are feeling fatigued, to really seek after God about what you can do to take care of yourself, what you can do to refresh yourself and to allow yourself to rest and recover and recuperate from whatever you're struggling with, whatever is going on. I know a lot of people say walking in nature or running in nature just really refreshes them, because there's something about being in God's creation and just that it renews your spirit and just draws you closer to Christ in the process. So that could be an option you could try. Some people like singing. Some people like listening to motivational speeches. I would be careful with those, because if they're not taken from scripture, that can kind of help make you to rely on yourself rather than on God. So just be careful with those. Sermons, reading the Bible, listening to the Bible, listening to music, not necessarily singing. I mean, and then do something that refreshes you, something that God gave you that you really enjoy. So, I mean, some people like organizing, some people like reading, walking, running, landscaping, certain kind of jobs, or cooking or baking. Just really find something that God has put in you to really enjoy, and just take a few minutes each day, or even an hour a week, or just something to really refresh you and help you to be able to pour out into other people's lives. There is a balance. Jesus went off by himself how many times while he was on earth to go and pray? He hiked up into mountains to pray. That was his thing. His point of rest was to hike up into the mountains and pray to his Father alone. For me, running is really just a time for me to spend with God, and that's what I do. So I'm kind of glad that I have my exercise and my refreshment and rest in the same thing. So I have been trying to get walking and strength training to feel the same way as running, to sort of make it refresh me. And I feel like I'm getting there, because I was only able to, somebody's texting me. So I will end this episode with encouraging you to really, really take the time to rest and seek God about what you can do to take care of yourself so that you can pour into other people's lives. Don't take that ridiculously far to where you are spending the majority of your life taking care of yourself. There is a balance, but you should also not be trying to pour into other people 24/7. You don't see Jesus doing that in the Bible at all. He went and he hiked and prayed. So, I mean, praying can also be pouring into others as well. So if you want to combine that, but you can also see that in the Garden of Gethsemane. What in the world? I can't even say it. When Jesus was praying before he was crucified, he was also sharing his heart with the Father. He wasn't just praying for his disciples, but that was his heart focus. He wanted to do his Father's will because of others, because of what it was going to fulfill and the freedom that it was going to give us to be able to spend time with the Father. So, I mean, some people do vision boards as well. I didn't think about that one till now. That is something that has really encouraged me, is just knowing why I'm doing what I'm doing and realizing that if I don't rest, I'm going to burn out and I'm not going to be able to do what God has called me to do. So I would just encourage you to think of some ideas, pray for some ideas, just really realize that if you don't ever take time for yourself to really allow God to pour into you, you're not going to be able to pour into others. If you love your devotion time, that is going to give you energy for the rest of the day. So find a devotional routine or just different devotional times that really motivate and encourage you. I mean, that could work just as well. So just find how God has created you to feel refreshed so that you can pour into other people's lives. So I will leave you guys with that. I love you and I pray you have a blessed weekend, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you are new to the channel and you like what you hear and would like to stay up to date, please make sure you subscribe. And if you have some kind of icon or something on whatever app you're using for notifications, make sure you hit that. Because if you're like me, you forget to look it up and then you fall behind and it makes you really frustrated because you have like so many episodes and then you try to squeeze them all into one run or whatever, however you listen to them. And then it's like a information overload. So make sure you do that. And I also wanted to mention that I started an email list that I get to you and midweek, and it's some midweek motivation. And then also if there's any updates, or sometimes I'll share like reminders for past blog posts or podcasts, or I plan on starting videos sometime soon, so I'll be sharing anything I do in there as well. And then also we'll have at some point some events online and different things like that, so that's how you'll catch those as well. So you can head over to bestillandrun.com and click on email list, or you can find it at the bottom of today's what are they called? it's the notes, the show notes. There you go. So you can find it under today's show notes, and I'll put the link in the bottom. And I really hope you guys found some kind of encouragement in today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of my journey here as I fulfill the calling that I feel like God has put on my life. I've been really enjoying pouring into these episodes. And I originally started out with blog posts, but I'm more of a talker, but also a writer. So I'm trying to combine the two and make the show notes a little bit different than what I have been seeing, and quit blogging as much and focus more on the podcast. And then I am also writing a book that I can't wait to get out to you guys. I will be giving 50 copies away for free online, and then the physical copy will be available to you for a decent price. I'm not gonna like overcharge you, because I really feel like it's something I really want to get out to you guys and really share with you. So I'm not really sure how the cost will work, but it's on the simplicity of Christianity. I'm not sure what I'm calling it yet, but I have been noticing that Christians really make following Christ more difficult than it needs to be. And a lot of people also, they take their freedom in Christ a little bit too far, and they just continue living a worldly life. So I wanted to really just write a book on how the simplicity of Christianity should be how we live, because that's the way God made it to work. And we don't need it to be as difficult, and we don't need to be putting God in a box and putting a bunch of rules and regulations on Him. So I will be working on that soon. I'm not sure how long it'll take, but I'm really excited to get it out to you guys. So you can also, if you sign up for the email list when it is ready, I will be definitely sharing it on there. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I will stop jabbering and let you get back to your day. I love you guys.